Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are we ready? Hello and welcome back to the Magic Sponge!
Jimmy Bullard's come in and ruined my thunder. He's done my intro for me.
And guess what, people? Rob Beckett ain't here because we do not need him this series.
Mugged him off.
Not really, he's late, guys, so hold on, you're actually being in a minute.
Jimmy, haven't you put on Instagram that it's been telling everyone it's Series 4?
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. for some reason, I forgot about the last two series. So this is, am I right, Series 6?
Series 6.
Yes, okay.
I'm Series 6. And we are joined by, he's played for Watford, West Ham, Boston, Bristol City, Exeter, Rotherham, Cheltenham, Oldham and currently playing for St Albans.
And a funny bastard, who is it?
It's David Noble.
Here he is. Hello, Dave. How are you, mate?
Hi, Jim. You good?
Thanks for coming on, son.
Yeah, good.
And a good friend of Stacky's as well. So this should be some classic stories coming up. So hold on.
Put me under pressure straight away there, Jim.
Right, son. Yeah. I know how good you are.
And before we get going into the football,
yeah,
are you going to be on Tipping Point?
Yeah, I've
Celebrity
got a
Tipping Point.
Before we ask Dave some questions, let me tell you about this one. So basically, my agent Jimbo sitting over there, that he's crying. This is classic. Let me have a drink before this one.
I love Tipping Point. It's like nothing happens, so but it's amazing.
Yeah, it's the show during the day, but this is going to be on a Saturday. Am I right, Jim?
Sunday night.
Sunday night, so he's got that wrong as well. So Ben Shepherd's the host or whatever presenter, and I go in. But you got to understand, is I'm not great at, like, what would you call it?
Questions. Serious.
Yeah, I'm not serious. So he comes out of his question. Right, let me get to it. What's the first one, Jim? Help me out here.
The easy one.
Yeah.
Who won?
Oh no! So basically, he comes out of a question. Oh, what about the yoga one? That was funny. No, right, let me start.
Tell
here.
Him
right, let me start.
Tell
here.
Us some more.
Come on.
So he goes, I'm on with Catherine Ryan. She's like the Canadian comic.
Yeah, yeah.
He's quite funny. An MP. What was his name? Don't even know. And myself. So then they come to Catherine Ryan's question is, who won Eurovision Song Contest this year? And last year, they won the Euros. Right?
Yeah.
So as the question goes through, I'm going, fuck, please don't come to me. Because I don't know. Right, so me head's...
You don't know who won the Euros?
No, I'm thinking, I'll get it in a minute. Yeah. So I'm in my head, I'm going, it'll come. And she goes, she's looking at me, she goes, I'm going to pass it over to you. I went, oh, shit. So I've melted. How long did I take to answer it, Jim?
15 minutes.
In my head, I'm going...
No way.
That was a long episode.
Mate, get on this. I'm in my head, I'm going Italy. Spain? No, Spain. No, it weren't Spain. Italy was shocking. Spain got ironed out, if you remember, first goal.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And this is where I was in turmoil. England come up. I went, England? I went, nah, I'm banging trouble here. King died. I've gone on. Ben Shepherd's going, Jim, we're going to have to hurry you along. I'm like, Ben, help me out.
So there, all this gets edited out when he's going,
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to show.
Like a 3-hour special.
Basically, I've made Joey Essex look like an MP, basically.
Go on, tell me what you've gone for.
So then I went, hang on, Eurovision Song Contest. Is it like a country like Finland or Czechs, you know?
What have you said?
And then I went, Italy. I come out
who
of Italy.
Who you ruled out?
Yeah, I come out of Italy. I didn't even think of who won it, Portugal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't even think of them. But I was so embarrassed. I went to Italy. And even the old ladies behind went, oh no. You heard the old
you've heard the old audience.
Rude, and the old audience just went, I was like, oh shit. But yeah, I made a right prat of myself on that one. There you go. That was my tipping point. I'm sure you just see it, so keep your eyes out for it.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's a blinder.
So David, you've got to tell us about Stack It. How much of, because you've listened to the podcast, how many of his stories were you around for? You were on the bus when he crashed a...
Yeah. I was on the bus when he's... Give the bus driver the old brake. I don't think, as he said, he did not realise the power of the brakes. He's tried to give him the old... the old star. And he's tried to do the first one and... Lawrence, but straight back into the window. But he was standing up, so he was facing... the bus, and he's laughing, Lawrence is.
Lawrence thinking, is a bit of a posh name for a bus driver, isn't it?
He was far from posh. Far from posh. And he's looking back, laughing, going, oh, look, like laughing at Stacky, thinking he's finding it hard. And then all of a sudden, he's give it that one. Wallop, his glasses are hanging off. And as honestly, I laughed all the way back to Highbury. me and Jay Boffroyd. The whole bus was
He was there as well,
Jay was there.
Cool, you had some wrong ones there, didn't you?
We had some absolute characters.
Go on,
Jim.
Name me, go through your team. But there's some that we had.
Oh, yeah, we had Jay Boffroyd.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
John Alls.
Yes.
Centre half now.
Ricketts there.
Rowan, the year below us. Rowan, Jerome Thomas.
We had him, one.
Pennant.
Blimey.
Ben Chorley.
Yes, he's Bromley boy, isn't he?
Yeah, that's it. Pennant, we had a...
Blimey. You had some...
We had some proper...
But you had some nights out, didn't you?
We had a few, Jim, yeah. One or two, yeah. A few holidays. We had... Honestly, we got on... I think it's a big part of it. We all got on so well.
When Stacky was here, he was saying you all went... You don't hear that often. You know, when I was playing footy, I don't know whether because you was in a youth team together. When we was playing, we didn't go on holiday together.
Nah.
But you all went away, did you?
Yeah.
Every year?
Not every year.
Or tried to get away?
Tried to get away. I remember the first, we're like, yeah, as Stacky's told you before, we're on £40 a week, we're in Ibiza. We're jumping cabs and swiping drinks and we've got no dough. It's
pro footballers.
It's like...
Carnage.
Yeah. It's like 4 weeks' wages to get in one of the clubs.
Yeah.
So we've jumped the cab and we spent all our money on the ticket last night and we're jumping taxis and running away from police and in Ibiza.
Who's the worst, after Stack, who's the most mental person there?
On a night out, who's one after a few drinks you stay away from?
Well, I wouldn't be staying away from him. I'd be
you wanna
getting
be right.
My clothes, yeah.
So you're wronging yourself, Dave, is that what you're saying?
Probably probably
done?
Described
come,
as that.
What's the worst thing you've done on a night out?
I've got a couple of bad ones. Go on, what are you trying to lead? What are you trying to lead me in there, Tim?
Whatever you want to start with, Dave.
Well,
you just tell me.
As long as it's legal.
Well, it don't matter. It can get edited. Yeah. But go on.
Go on. All right then. we all discussed it. I know it's been a theme of the show before. With the old shit bomb,
yeah.
Right? So I'll give you one of them from me. Not an actual bomb, but I'm out in Bristol late. I live with Richard Keogh, who's the Derby captain now for 4 years. We was like inseparable. We're in this nightclub. It's only me and him out. He's gone, come on, we're going. And I'm like, hold on. I'm staying in here 5 minutes. So he's gone down the stairs. He said, I'll be outside. I'm like, okay. I've come down, he's not there. I'm thinking, fuck's sake. He's got the key to the flat. So I'm thinking, where the fuck is he? Ringing the phone, he's not picking up. As I'm standing outside ringing him, a couple of geezers have come over. They're like, sort of putting it on me. I'm thinking, oh, fucking hell, I don't need this. I'm on my own here. This is just the last thing I need. So I ain't got a key. Oh, no. What? I'm on the phone. They're like, sort of giving it. I'm like, oh, come on, lads. Leave it out. They ain't leaving it out. I'm thinking, how am I going to get out of this? I'm thinking, right, I'll give one of them one quickly. Bump.
Chinned him.
and thought, bump, and then I'll be off. Run. As I'm sprinting off, literally within, I don't know, my pa thought I had a bit of pace in them days. After about 10 yards, his mates caught me straight away. And we've gone down a little side alley and we're having a little row. His mates come back who I've chinned. They're kicking. We're fighting up against the garden fence, garden wall. And I'm thinking, I've got to get out of this. I've got to get my shirt's all ripped by now. And all I'm thinking is the getaway. So as I'm using my effort to like get up off the wall, using the wall, I've like sort of got up and burst off.
Got a bit of a push.
Big push.
Gone.
Shit myself.
You didn't.
Right.
What, so you pushed off?
As I pushed off.
Mid-fight.
Womp. Shit myself. But listen, that is not stopping me. I'm off down the road.
So was it the fight? Hang on. Did you shit yourself because of the push or did you shit yourself because they're on you?
I think it's a bit of both. It's right. All added up. I've been out all night. I'm pissed up. I'm fighting.
Hang on. When you shit yourself, did you know at that moment, oh, fuck, not only are they on me, I've known I've done it.
Straight away.
It's adrenaline, though, isn't it?
I've not even broke stride. I'm away. Bang. I'm gone. That's even lubing up the legs. I'm off. So they ain't even bothered followed me.
Blinded.
I was wondering where the shit was going to come in. I thought you were going to fight him off with your shit like Jamie Anstout.
Nah, tell you what, that would have been... If they'd have followed me afterwards, I'd have probably done that.
What I have to.
Who was, growing up, that was one of the best players out of that lot? Who you thought, he's different class, this kid? Because I've got a name in my head here, and I think I heard it off of Stacky, who said we always knew he was going to make it. Was there anyone that stood out and you went, wow?
Out of them boys there?
Yeah.
Jay was good. Pennant.
Yeah, Pennant.
Pennant was... He's like come along 15, I think.
Yeah.
We signed him from Notts County. He'd already played in their first team.
At 15. It's frightening, huh?
He's come in, I'll never forget as well, he's come in first day of pre-season.
Yeah.
He's got World Cup studs. That's all he's got. Size 10 World Cup studs.
Rock hard floor.
What are you doing? He said, well, when it's come out in the paper that I'm going to Arsenal, all the Notts County boys have stole all my boots.
Really?
He said, that's all I could find in the boot room.
Blinded.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
But he was... he was mustard.
He was rapid, weren't he?
Frightening. Could stop.
Should have done better in his career, really, shouldn't he?
But was a character, Jim.
Yeah, he was a character and a loon ball.
Proper boy, so...
And you were with Joe Cole as well?
Yeah.
Was he really?
At Lillishaw.
Right, okay.
From 14
to... Now, let's talk about how good was he, seriously.
Honestly, Jim, I was saying it to Joe on the phone.
Yeah.
I honestly thought at that age, like we were the same age, me and Joe, played against him from like 9, 10 years old. I thought he was going to be like the next Maradona. Like to that extent.
Yeah, I'm the same.
He was younger than you at West Ham. Yeah.
Yeah, I signed pro at West Ham and I didn't do any YT or anything. I signed pro and then I trained with the first team. And the first few weeks I was there, Joe weren't involved. And then after about 2-3 months, Harry pulled him over and Rio was like, gotta have a look at this kid. And he would do stuff with a ball. It weren't a trick. It like you know, you got a cross turn, you got a step over. He would do shit like you'd gone, and you'd be like, "What the fuck was that?" Yeah. And then he'd pass it weird. He had a totally different way of playing football to anyone near. It's just odd the way he just moved his body, and he was so fucking strong.
So strong.
Like, wouldn't he, Jim? Mate, he'd hurt you.
Yeah.
Like, you'd go and tackle him, and I guarantee you come out and you get a dead leg or something, or he'd give you one. And you think, he's just all arms and legs, isn't he? He's just a horrible bastard.
Small,
yeah, nothing
Jim,
of him.
But like a... Yeah,
like a ball in a china
ball,
shop.
Like a barrel, wouldn't he?
He was sort a tank.
Of, yeah.
Honestly.
But he, when you watch Joe, he could never strike it properly.
Nah.
He weren't a great striker of the ball. If you was to ask him to hit a 40-yard zing, it'd come off a bit odd. But if you was asking him to take on a play, one-on-one, he'd rinse
he
you.
He was the
he'd
best.
Make you look like
honestly, him. you couldn't tackle him.
One-on-one, Rio used to love... Like the senior boys as
loved
well. But
skills,
Rio used to love him coming over. And Rio would say to Harry... Do one-on-ones just so Joe
could slaughter
do
people.
A little bit against all the players, and he would love. Honestly, he was so good, and he had that. The amount of times he would pass like do the Rabona. Pass it like that.
Honestly, well, that was he one was of the sick. Things. At 14 years old, I remember, like you're saying with Bentley, run out with the balls or whatever. We run down for a training session. Joe's got the balls out. He's Rabona in it from 30 yards, just crashing off the bar. I couldn't kick it.
He
couldn't kick it far.
He had mad technique, didn't he?
And he would hit a half volley, Rabona, or a full.
He was phenomenal.
From 30 yards, the half volley would be like a rocket. Yeah. I couldn't kick it that far. And Joe's like the same build and size.
Yeah.
He was an absolute, genius at that age.
Oh, going back to Stacky, it says here, what's this about cliff jumping? Did you do cliff jumping?
Not Stacky going cliff jumping.
Not professional.
Well,
mid season.
Not professional. You'd be dead.
But we went on holiday to Failuraki at the end of the year, right? But not together. Right?
Just to do cliff jumping.
Yeah, professional tournament.
Yeah.
No, so I've gone out there with my mates for 2 weeks. No, Stacky's coming out there. After the first week. With
I bet your mates ain't right, are they, like mine?
No, they're not right.
I knew they wouldn't, but go on.
So, anyway, we've got out there. Some geezer we know, he's working out there for the summer. He's come and told us, there's these, if you ever get bored, there's these cliffs, you know, that people, only local people know. So they've told us where it is. And we're like, yeah, we'll have a bit of that. Take us there. So, like, one day he's come along. We've had to go on the mopeds, obviously, as you did when you were young. So we've all gone on the mopeds to these cliffs. Turned up, it's like a stony beach in the middle of nowhere, and he's gone, yeah, look, that's it there. And we're like, you're having a laugh, aren't you? He said, yeah, you've got to climb the mountain first, and then you come off that bit, you've got to jump out far because there's rocks down below. I'm like, oh, yeah, this sounds blinding. So anyway, we've climbed up the cliff, dangerous in itself.
Yeah.
Got up to where he's saying, this is where you jump off. And I'm not kidding you, it's 100 feet.
Back off.
Honestly, as high, you can't believe how high. And it's a downward slope to look off that's all sort of rubbly. So you're like edging to the side to have a look. And there's a few rocks down below. So you've got to have a little run and a push, basically. Yeah. We're up there for 2 hours before someone's got the arsehole to jump.
Dicing with it.
Right?
That's sometimes the worst thing, though.
Honestly, 2 hours. The only reason...
All you need is a negative jump.
Yeah.
No, the one where you go, and as you just leave off, you should leap, you know, but you don't leap. It's dangerous.
Right, yeah, first
and that would have been it, right? So we're up there. It was like 2002, I remember, because it was the World Cup was on. England had their first game coming up, and that's the only reason we thought, come on, someone get a move on, let's someone jump.
Because oh,
we got the game this afternoon, come on, liven up. So someone's gone, we've all jumped, right? Well, a few of us, not everyone's jumped.
Yeah.
One of my mates is that high that as he's gone in the water, it's shredded his shorts.
Is it really?
The force
of the water has ripped his shorts up the side. My other mate's knocked his front tooth out. going feet first.
Yeah, you would, yeah.
Obviously not shut his mouth.
Yeah.
big shock for him as he's come out, isn't it? He's swimming over, Jim, I promise you. He was the last to go. We're going, come on, England's coming. Fuck. He's going, I don't want to. He's jumped. We're going, way, well done, mate. As he's coming over with a breaststroke, there's all claret coming down his mouth. We're going, he's going, my tooth, we're rolling. He's knocked his tooth out. 2 days in, he's like, right. So anyway, got back, watched the game. I goes to my mates, Stacky or dive off here. And they went, fuck off. Not a chance will anyone dive off here.
Is it ridiculous?
And I went, I promise
even
you.
Even jumping's horrible.
Even jumping was horrible.
What, dive as in like...
A proper dive.
Head first.
Head first dive.
You've only got to get that a little bit wrong. You know you're banging trouble.
Well, we would... There's a...
Listen, cliff diving course.
Oh, listen, man. This is the thing. Even less than halfway, there was another bit, so we was having to jump off there first.
Yeah.
And people were diving off there and getting it wrong, like going too far and going over and landing on the back, or not far enough and landing on the chest. Anyway, so I've gone, right, stack it, they're gone. No, there is no way anyone will dive off it. I go, I promise you he will. And they're like, oh, whatever. So anyway, week later comes, see Stacky, like later on at night, and... He's going, oh, how are you getting over to first? I'm telling him so-and-so. I said, there's these cliffs here that you jump off, right? First thing I see him. Hello, Stacky, how are you? Stacky, yeah, anyway. Right? little proposition for you. He's gone, what? Tell me. I said, that sounds blinding. He said, I'll do it. And I said, Stacky, it is high though, mate. I'm just letting you know, it is proper high. He's gone, don't worry, I'll do it. And I was like, he said, have a bet with your mates and we'll go halfers. There's Stacky trying to earn a pound note again.
Sure.
He's like, right. So I've gone, okay, mate. Okay. Anyway, he keeps going, come, because they're in a different hotel. I weren't sort of seeing him through the day. So the night would come, every night he's going to me, you didn't come and get me, come and get me. We've got to go. And he is desperate to do this. And I'm not, and then the next night come with, and he would go, come on, for fuck's sake. Come and get me. Let's earn this money. So one morning, I'm asleep. Knock, knock, knock on my door. Stacky's there. He's come to my hotel to get us to go and do it.
Yeah.
He's that keen, right? So we've gone there, got there. A few of my mates have jumped up. I've gone, like, Stacky's here to do the dive. They're like, bumped straight up, no matter how they were feeling. They've got to see this. So we come in. We've got to...
Hello, mate. Sorry, I'm late. It's Rob. Right. Nice to meet you. All right,
how are you?
So I've been trying to the story. We've got a great story. What we do, we carry on with this story and then we're going to defo. Have a crack.
So basically, there's some cliffs in Falaraki, about 100 feet.
I've said, Stacky will dive.
Sorry, Stacky. Right.
So my mates...
You see where this is going?
So anyway, Stacky's come and got us. He's got us out of bed going, right, take me there. I'm doing it. As we've pulled up, Stacky, that's it there. He's like, looked up, gone, yeah, right. Climbed up. We've got up there.
He's a monster though, Rob. It's 100 foot.
It's 100
foot?
It's huge. Rob, it is ridiculous, mate. 100
foot. Okay.
So he's looked over, had a look, and I've gone,
taking
Stacky,
everyone else 2 hours.
He's gone, cool, yeah, that is high, isn't it?
And he's tall as well, so that's he's fucking right. It.
So he's gone, God, that is... I went, Stacky, go feet first so you can see what it's like. He's gone, if I hurt my feet, then I ain't going to want to dive, am I?
Is that what he said?
That's his line. So he went, hold that, took his chain off. He went, no, you go down there just in case I don't come back up.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. So he said, you go and sit on... There's a little rock about 6 feet out. He said, you go and sit on there. Anything goes wrong, you come in and get me. I said, perfect.
Fucking hell, I'm so prepared for it.
Lifeguard, do you know what I mean? So I'm gone down there. My mates have stayed up with him. And as you said, it took us 2 hours to go feet first. I've literally, by the time I've climbed down, I'm sitting on this rock, right? I'm looking up. I can't see anything.
Yeah.
All I can see is the edge of the cliff. It's literally been 5 minutes since we've turned up. I'm looking up, all of a sudden, he comes flying out, literally like this.
arms up and out.
Like honestly, you know, like a professional would come soaring out. So he's horizontal, halfway down, as he's coming in. Oh, the tuck up, whoa, straight in, like 10, 9.9. Right, he's gone down. He must have touched the bottom of the seat.
Right, he found fucking Nemo.
Honestly, because it's took him a while to come back up, and he's come out of the water. Oh, fucking yes! I'm buzzing, going yes, lovely. He's saying he's going collect the dough. Like,
he loves it.
Loving it, right?
Did he hurt himself at
not
all?
Not at all.
Oh my god.
Not at this. You couldn't. I don't think you could hurt the geezer with a sledgehammer, though. No. Jimmy.
An iron, you can. But
yeah.
Not
He's literally one of them characters, yeah.
So we done it.
Done it.
Blindly.
Cleaned up.
Within 5 minutes.
Within 5 minutes of being there, my mates are like, I can't just believe this.
How
guy.
Much has he made for it?
Oh, a few pesetas at the time. Where they were. Yeah.
He's not right.
Yeah,
though,
we won a tenner. We split it, yeah. It's something stupid, but.
No, obviously using the Arsenal youth team. That's how you know Stacky and all that. Did
We've
you
this,
once headbutt Pennant over a peg?
No.
No.
Jay Boffroyd.
Oh, shock he did. Yeah. He's aggressive, isn't he?
So you headbutted Jay Boffroyd?
Yes, yeah.
Why did you tell me Pennant?
He clumped me.
Unbelievable.
Well,
you're just making me look like a petty racist.
Talk me through this one. I like this.
That was written down, Pennant. I've not just assumed.
I was telling
Pennant
you
was Boffroyd.
A little bit about the characters, Jim, and everyone's like a winner. Everyone at training, there was fisticuffs every other day. Yeah. People fighting left, right, and centre, arguing. One morning, Fulham away. Remember where the pavilion is, the big pavilion, their old training, or is it still that, Jim, is it?
Yeah,
still
cottage.
There? Yeah, the cottage, yeah.
The training ground, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, right, Malden, yeah, right. Still there. Yeah.
Playing there.
Oh,
gone out.
Correct, carry on.
Gone out to, I've took my top off, put it on a peg.
Yeah.
Gone out to look at a pitch, come back in. As I come back in, Jay's clothes are on the peg. I've gone, I'm sitting there, Jay, took his off, put mine on. He's come over, took mine off, put his on. Now, like, everyone's looking. It's becoming a scene. We're arguing.
He's quite big, isn't he, Jay Boffroyd?
He was huge. He's 6'5", I think, at the time. We're, like, 17, 18.
How big are you? Because you're sat down, I can't tell. 5'10"?
I think I've grown a little bit since then.
Really?
6 foot? 6'1", I say. 6'1". In between, right? In trainers.
You're wiry, though, ain't you? I reckon you...
Right. So... people are coming round. It's becoming a bit of a scene now. We're like squaring up over whose tracksuit's going on what peg. So I'm thinking, oh, he's right there. His mouth's there. I've just gone, bump, little nut in his mouth.
Little nut in his mouth.
Little butt. He's sort of gone back. People have tried to get in the way, but he could still, his arms are like, still his arms 7 foot long. People are in the way, but he swung it around them and clumped me in the ear. When I say I could not hear out my ear for about 3 weeks, right? Don Givens, who was the manager at the time, I've had to go and get changed next door, just me and Don. This is before a youth team game and everyone else is getting changed in there.
Yeah.
Right? Gone out, little bit frosty, but you know, like, then it's fine. 1-1-0, Jay was on fire. I've played well. Don's coming.
Show us your ear roll.
I can't hear unless someone on the left wing was calling me. Anyone on the right, I can play. I can hear him.
So, you had to play right back because you're here.
Exactly. So after the game, Jay, like, he'll be the first to tell you that he could go missing in them games or just not try as hard. Do you know what I mean? So after Jay's flying about in this game, putting people under pressure, running here, tackling there, jumping up, winning headers, the lot. After the game, Don Givens has gone to me. I'm not saying fucking nut him every week. He said, but get him going.
Yeah. He started him off, didn't you?
Yeah, how did he manage to control those players, Don Givens? Because it was obviously like you, Stacky Pennant, there was a lot of people there.
Yeah, a lot of characters. The coaches were good as gold. They were strict when it got out of hand, but they didn't mind us having a laugh and a joke.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think that was...
Did you ever go Beveren?
No, I didn't go with him.
No.
The four of them went out there. Some of the things, I bet he was telling you.
Yeah, being in Beveren and Stacky. Joe Swash went out to visit. And they
yeah.
he was chased all the bouncers.
And they were just, they left about four cars in the town centre and things like that, didn't they? They were getting, Beveren were lending them cars. They'd just go and burn it out, leave it in a car park somewhere and just go back in and go, I don't know where the motor is. Literally running riot out there.
Were you managed by Don Howe as well?
Don Howe, yeah.
Was you?
Yeah. Not long into my second year YT, Don Givens went and managed Ireland under 21s.
What's Don Howe like?
Unreal.
Really?
Jim, absolutely.
Honestly,
he was the bollocks. Everyone on the youth team loved. Do you know, like, he was like a funny, like a granddad. You would sort of look at him. He was just unbelievable, but would still join in. Yeah. He'd be doing the movements. He'd be like, I don't even know how old he was at the time, old.
Yeah.
But he's getting his heels up. He's getting his knees up. He's doing all the action. He was.
Buzz out of him.
We loved him.
You went to Watford after, was that straight after Arsenal, Watford?
On loan. Yeah.
And Vialli was your boss there?
Vialli was the manager. Ray Wilkins was the assistant.
Really?
How was Vialli?
I remember football, him playing in Italy at Sampdoria, for Italy, like sort of, not a hero, but someone you looked up to. And then he was obviously at Chelsea and then at Watford, and then he's your manager. Still, I'd like, couldn't believe sort of how he was, how he sulked quite a bit.
What, even as the man, he sulked?
Something would go wrong, or something, he would do something wrong. He wouldn't come out of the office.
Really?
For ages, you could tell he had the arse.
Yeah.
Like no that. Knee, yeah. No, just no
After
knee.
After all what he's achieved.
Exactly, Jim, I'm thinking.
What a moron.
What have you got to be upset about?
I reckon it's because he's bald.
Really?
Yeah.
He'd gone early. He'd had a lot of years to get used to that.
And he had the hump early. Yeah. By the way, Ray Wilkins is my neighbour. Did you know that?
No?
Yeah.
How was I going to know that?
No, have I told you
before? Not your fucking postman.
Have I told you before?
No, never. Is he a good neighbour?
Opposite.
Jim, legend.
He is a legend. Often I see him on his, like, grass cutter with his eye umbros. Remember the old eye umbros, right? All right, Ray! Yeah!
Do you ever go round for a cup of tea?
No, he's likes one of them, doesn't he? But no, he's struggling at the minute, old Ray. There you go.
Red wine man.
Oh, is he?
Loves a red wine, doesn't he?
What about either side of you? What are your neighbours like either side?
The old bastards on the left, they got a fucking ornit's nest.
Oh.
Drive me fucking crackers. What? Oh! Got like big bees, fucking
big bees.
But the nest is like,
is it a hornet's nest?
It's about the size of this table. And for you listeners, this table is
like a massive hornet's nest.
35 inches.
not as big as the one Rob put a Lisa mattress through.
You know, oh, that table.
What, he's got it on purpose, Jim? Or it's
what,
just
the
formed?
Ornit's nest? Yeah. No, it's just formed by the brick wall.
Oh, why is he not taking it down then?
This is it.
What's
that then? I'll go round there, mate. It's got to go, the thing. He's driving the kids mad. If they get stung, me and you are going to have a roll around. He's like, no, can't do it. Can't move it because it's against this and that. Mate, just get rid of the ornit's nest. So I'm there with the hose, you know, one of them power hoses. Good night.
Fucking hell.
Are you jet washing it?
Get indoors. This is for a man. So I'm like, right, strap me in. Full blast! That's when, back in the day, because I'm an ex-fireman, this is where it comes in handy. Get in, kids! Catch them up the trees! Get in! Blast! Blast! Not one of the fucking Ghostbusters. Like, sploshing the fucking... The thing's just gone...
Really?
It's on billions! Fuck it, open the door, love! One of them sliding doors. Open the fucking door all round me here, old. I've jumped in. Oh, mate. Oh, fucking things. Honestly, you can't get rid of the bastards.
Are they still there, then?
They fold.
Just rebuilt it.
Get on this. So it's next door. It's about... Next door, where I live in a lovely street, is about 150 foot away now. It's about 4 foot away. I've sploshed this hose. Guess where they've reformed?
Where?
Outside my fucking back door. Hanging off a plant. And the thing's so heavy.
The brackets.
The fucking no, yeah. And the thing is leaning over into the dining room. It's a fucking disaster.
It blew up the nest.
It blew up the nest, so they've got to reform somewhere, haven't they? I go, oh, well, we'll reform right next to Jimmy's dining fucking room.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. What's it like the other side, all right?
The other side, he's blinding.
Honestly, no ornaments.
Great lad. fitness free, gym, sweet as a nut is. Yeah. And that's that, really.
Well, you played at Boston. Was it Gazza there at the same time?
Yeah.
How was
that? You there when he came?
No, I was there. Well, Steve Evans
what's his
is
name
the
there as well? Who's the he's from on the buses we had on here?
Blakey.
No,
he was Burnley, wasn't he?
Was that? What didn't he just whack out a Gazza story out of nowhere?
Oh yeah, right at the end, he had like.
That's probably because Gazza went Burnley.
Mm. Okay, cool. Boston.
Yeah, just more so at having a pop. You know, Steve Evans, the manager.
Yeah.
You know him, Jim, the Scottish geezer.
No.
Yeah, you. Of course you do. He was Rotherham manager. Big old, big. He's been Leeds manager.
Leeds. I know you mean. Go on.
Right.
Hit me.
So he was the Boston manager. But this is before he's gone on and had.
But he's the one who's got all that, the silly hat and the shorts.
Yeah, sombrero and flip flops. Yeah. He's like a Hampton, basically.
He's Hampton, basically.
Helmet. Anyway, this is before he's gone on to do really well.
Yeah.
Boston League 2.
How the Hamptons go on to do really well?
There's plenty. Isn't there, though?
Yeah. There is.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is it. Get off people.
Right. So,
go on.
Anyway, I've been there for a year, hating football. He's really turning me at, like, I'm ready to quit.
Yeah.
I'm ready to quit playing. Just
what age are you then?
I'm only young here. I'm about 21, 22. Here. I'm going, well, I've had about 3 or 4 meetings going, come.
Is he just on you?
Just horrible. Horrible, the football shite. You don't enjoy training. I'm ready to call it a day. We've had about 3 meetings where I'm going, just rip the contract up. I'm not interested. Do you know what I mean? Survived the season somehow. Next season, it's talk, right, Gazza's coming in, play a coach. I'm thinking, oh, I love it now. Get me back to Boston. Yeah. One of my heroes growing up, even though he was Spurs, he was just a genius and absolutely loved him. I'm thinking, I cannot wait to learn. Basically, hear what he's got to say and learn a few things off him. Anyway, we've gone back in there. He's not took one training session. Steve Evans has not let him take a session. Oh. You're not learning anything off him.
Yeah.
But Gaz is telling us about how to take free kicks and different setups and how you can do this and if it's there, put it over the wall or move it here. Steve Evans has come running over. He's gone, I'll do this bit, Gaz. you go in goal.
What?
Oh, what?
Fuck off.
Gaz has gone in goal.
Steve Evans is telling you how to do training. What's he getting Gaz to do? Teach people how to do a buffet?
Do you know what I mean? They're switching role. He said, I'll take care of this bit, Gaz. You go, Nets. And Gaz has gone in goal and he's saving it.
He don't give a monkey.
Like, come on.
But what is he thinking?
What is he thinking? He's telling our most creative man.
Oh, no.
Just for a bit of publicity.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How was the Rotherham? Rotherham.
How was the Weatherspoons?
What you played at Rotherham?
Again, Steve Evans.
Was it him again?
The manager. Gone, I'm like.
So hang on. So he's gone there, and then you followed.
No, he'd been a couple of. Where had he been?
So you was at Rotherham.
No, I've had. I knew he was there. Yeah.
Oh, Jim.
This is what I'm. This is what's funny about it. So Paolo then become my agent a few years later, and he's going. No, Steve Evans is ringing me. He wants to take you. We're like Paolo obviously knows of him.
Yeah.
So we're laughing, going. We're never going to go there. No. We're never going to go. So he's coming back with a little bit more, though. And I'm like, Paul, honestly, I'm never going there.
Yeah.
And he's going, I know, okay. Got about halfway through July. Nothing else is coming up. He's going, at least go and meet him. Yeah. And I'm thinking, all right, mate, come on in. We'll go and see him on a Friday. We've got the train up there, turned up. Had a little chat, him and his assistant, Paul Rayner. I'm 30 now, right? Just want to relax. I don't want all the shit that he brings. So as we're having a chat, he says, what do you want out of football now? And I said, I just want to be happy.
Hmm.
He's gone, well, I'm totally different.
totally different now. I'm so chilled out. Do you know what I mean? It'll be easy. Sign up here. I didn't believe him, but yeah. I've signed, right? I've signed. I've had to go back up on the Monday, trained, and was signing in the afternoon. The first training session, I've gone back to the hotel, rung Paolo, said, Paul, you got to get me out of here. I'm just going to get on the... I'm getting in my car and I'm going. He's going, no, no, sign, sign, sign. He's...
Same.
Exactly the same, if not worse, right?
Why'd they do that?
If not... Why is he lying? He's lying. He's lying.
You know that thing.
Yeah, because you know... Also, as well, like, he knows you're not going to get on with each other, like...
Exactly.
And why'd you call him Paul on the phone, but Paolo?
Yeah, Paul, Paolo.
Yeah, just because you went, yeah, so I rung Paolo. Hello, Paul.
So, anyway, I've signed, thinking, oh no, what's going to happen here? 6 weeks into the season, right? I don't know how I've even got this far. My mate's got, he's wetting the baby's head later that night. So I've drove, we've got Port Vale away, right? So I've drove my car there. 21 minutes into the game, we're 4-0 down. I know, I'm taking centre, knowing I'm in tomorrow. 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be in running. Yeah. Anyway, we've got beat 6-2. First thing, you're all in tomorrow. Going absolutely berserk. So I've got to drive the car back up to the hotel at Rotherham. I'm ringing him the whole way home, ringing Steve Evans. He's not picking up the phone. So crisis meeting. Gone into the training ground, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Crisis meeting. We're having a meeting. All the staff are sitting up the front, all the players. The reason things ain't going right is because of Steve, basically. But no one wants to say it. But I'm fuming. So I'm thinking, well, as soon as it comes around to me, I'm going to tell you exactly what I think's going wrong. So he's asking a few people. They're going, oh, the lads are going, I don't think people are confident, meaning you're making us something. But, and he's at the front taking notes, going, I think you're right. Yeah, you all need more confidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not, it's yeah, nothing
not
to do with him. He's coming round, goes to me. He said, Nobes, you got anything to say? I said, yeah, the reason no one's got any confidence is because of you two. And they're like, what? I said, yeah, someone misplaces one pass. You're on them, you're shouting and screaming. I said, we had a youth team up. He's come, done one session. He's misplaced two passes. You're saying, I'll fuck you off back with a youth team all year. People are walking around on eggshells. Do you know, you're breeding, there's no confidence. Mm. People are thinking, oh, no, sort of stop. Stop. No.
That's Snobes fucked.
Snobes gone.
He's whatever, moved on, got away from it. I'm thinking, what? Come back to me. I've got more to say here. He's asking other people, and he's going on. I'm sitting there. I want to get back up. And he's gone, so-and-so, oh, that wouldn't happen at Crawley. That's where he'd been, Crawley, before that, right? But during the first 6 weeks, everything, oh, Crawley this, Crawley that. That wouldn't have happened at Crawley.
It's Real Madrid.
The striker at Crawley would have done this. And he's gone, something Crawley. I went, oh, that's another thing. I said, stop mentioning Crawley.
No, right? Brilliant.
So I said, nobody cares about him here. Yeah. He said, I don't talk about him. I said, you do it all the time. I said, you've done it there. You said the other day the striker would have scored. He said, you wouldn't have got in their side. I said, I went, are you having a fucking laugh? He said, no, you wouldn't. And I went, I was thinking, what can I say here to get right on him? I went, they're a fucking pub team. He's gone. That's got him big time. He's went, get out. I went, get out. He went, yeah, go on, get out. I went, I'll tell you what, I'll do better than that. I said, I'm done here. That's me done.
Said, I'll go to Crawley.
I said, I don't want to come back another day. I don't want another penny off you. And he sat at the front going, get out. Like, oh, just, he's not getting angry. So as I'm going, that's making me more angry he's not getting angry. So I'm trying to go back and everyone's getting in the way. Got me out, basically saying, just go home, Nobes. I'm driving back down the A1 at Stevenage thinking, oh, finally. Do you know what I mean? I'm out of that. Brilliant. I've been saying, I rung my old man. I said, Dad, I've finally done it. I've told him. He said, all right, son, get back home. We'll have a chat when you get in. Rung Paolo. He's like, oh, all right, I knew this was going to happen. Anyway, before I've got...
What did Paul think of it?
Paul. I've rung Paul and Paolo. Let them both know. He's, before I've even got home, because it's like a two-hour trip, Paolo's rung me back and said, or the assistant, first of all, he's rung me and gone, you still want to go? I said, fucking hell, yeah, it's only happened an hour ago. Of course I do. Yeah. He said, well, come back up Monday morning. The papers will be waiting for you. I said, perfect. See you later. Paolo rings me back. He says, you ain't signed nothing, have you? And I went, well, no, not yet. He said, don't. I was like, what? He said, yeah, it'd gone past the bit. You know, if I'd have been that contract,
yeah.
I can't sign for no one till January the 1st. You know, right. Once it's gone over the thing. So I've had to have 2 weeks at home, like, as in I ain't fucking going back. Yeah. So I've got to show a bit of face.
Yeah.
And then had to go back with my tail between my legs, like, oh, sorry. Oh, no. After 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I can't sign for anyone else. I've just, it's a moment of madness, Steve. Do you know what I mean? I'm coming back. I do love it. As I walked in, the boys are fucking slaughtering me.
Done yourself.
Absolutely slaughtering me. Oh, God.
Did you play again?
Took me a while to get back in,
yeah.
But I did in the end. He sort of sometimes loved me. It was just one of them because I wouldn't wear his shite. Do you know what I mean? I'd tell him, whereas other people, so it was.
Well, they probably
sort
respected
of
you, but thought so was a bit of a threat.
Because I had that with Hodgson.
Yeah.
What a boy.
Well, that's the end of the podcast. Thank you very much, Noble.
What a fantastic time.
Brilliant.
Thank
loved
you,
it.
David. Well
thanks
done,
for having me, lads.
No, David sounds shit. Well done, Nobes.
Nobes,
guys.
anything? Anyone want to say anything before we go? Ian, you're right.
Oh, I'm having a big yawn. No, I think that's it.
Cool. All right, then. Well, thanks for listening.
And let's go to number one again, yeah?
Yes.
Because I don't like it, number
and
two.
And to go to number one, people go, oh, what? Well, Robert, to stop telling me to tell my friends about it. Because if we get more listeners, we move up the charts. Get more sponsorship.
So you get the number one, guys! To tune in!
I don't know where that come from.
The Magic Sponge is a .. production for Dave, hosted by Rob Beckett, Jimmy Billard, and Ian Smith.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no! Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this? I know what this one is.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.